Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 9th. Happy Resurrection Day and happy start to Life Week for our youth and also VBS this week for our children. It's going to be an exciting week and I hope to record several different things from the week so that you can get a feel for VBS and Life Week, even if you're not here this week. Today's passage is Jesus calls the disciples. We're going kind of through the life of Jesus from his birth to his presentation at the temple, his baptism, his temptation, and today's passage is about Jesus calling his disciples. We'll start in John chapter 1 and verse 35, and we'll go through verse 51. The next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. In this story today, what stuck out to me is in verse 36, where Philip says to Nathanael, "Come and see." That is our charge as believers, to have a life that shows others what Jesus is like and invite them to come and to see. And so this week for VBS, we have a chance to invite lots of our friends, their kids, their grandkids to VBS. On Thursday night, there's going to be a family night, a good opportunity to invite others to come and see. And then when Nathanael is talking with Jesus, I'm challenged by the accolade that Jesus gives to Nathanael. He says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." I've been thinking a lot today about how our mouths should not have blessings and cursings in them. We shouldn't be people who bless in one sentence and curse in the next. And so I just want to challenge myself and us to be a people of the book, to be a people in whom the Lord finds no deceit. And then ultimately, I'm so grateful that even when we do not measure up, the Lord Jesus, He measures up, and that He does such wonderful things in us and in the world. Will you pray with me? Father, on this resurrection day, we are reminded of the greatness of your glory, how you came up from the dead, how you defeated death on our behalf. And because you live, we too can be a people of peace and of joy and of strength. We pray, Lord, that our lives would be attractive and others would want to come and see. And then finally, Lord, we pray that in us you would find no deceit, that you would forgive us of our trespasses, that you would kindly and gently rebuke us, change our hearts, continue to mold us into the image of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.